Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bruins Maple Leaf series tied at one after a Bruins loss last night. And we will talk Bruins with Nessun's Sofia Yurkstovic coming up at 8:20, so 15 minutes away. But right now, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
Maura Healey released a statement saying the transportation secretary, Monica Tibbetts-Nutt, doesn't speak for the administration on tolling. She told the Herald.
Why is she the secretary of transportation then if she doesn't speak for the administration?
Making $200,000 a year.
It seems like maybe she spoke without running it by Maura Healey.
Okay.
She told the Herald, to be clear, I am not proposing tolls at any border. I have spoken to the secretary and made that clear, and that I have confidence in her leadership moving forward in this important time as we work to ensure a strong and robust state transportation system.
There is one decision the governor should have had yesterday, and it would have been very easy. Thank you for your help. You are fired.
Yeah, agree.
How could you have faith in someone that admits to prejudging people based on the most benign things they choose to do for transportation, who thinks that a pickup truck is equivalent to an 18-wheeler? Like, in what way should that person still have a job?
You are the governor of a state in which people are leaving in record numbers, and your transportation secretary, the head of the Mass DOT, is sitting up there gleefully telling everybody how she's going to go after anybody that has money.
Basically right. Going after everybody who has money.
That's like having someone in charge of health and human services who says, if you eat chicken, I'm going to judge you. If you eat meatballs every day, I think you're an idiot. Like, how are you saying that you're prejudging someone so openly, and then how could you then have faith that that person can execute the jobs of that office?
The type of person who wants to buy that car, and I am 100% passing judgment.
I mean,
she should just have her own podcast. Forget about doing
not working know. In government.
She yeah, not working. Yeah, because yeah. She's like, unfortunately, I think her emotions will get the best of her, and she can't let that do her. She can't allow that to do her job clearly. The best way.
Well, that's what you get when you hire people right. Who have never had to in their lives have a real job. They read up on policy and they have no actual interaction with human beings who have to drive a pickup truck to go to work, who have every right to choose the kind of vehicle. We live in Massachusetts,
right,
where it snows
right.
all the time. People want a vehicle that they can get to work in during the snow, you jackass.
Right, and that's right. That's the biggest.
And they got somebody at that meeting going, can we do something about these people that are driving these giant pickup trucks? I feel like when I'm on the road in my Prius, they're going to drive me over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, lady, you don't have a right to tell anybody what to drive either.
Right.
The other thing is, she ran oversight for the T for 7 years. That would be like promoting the guy who oversaw the big dig in how to get highways built in a quick, effective manner. It's so laughably insane. And then to have the governor just issue a statement, don't you think you'd have to answer a couple questions about why the taxpayer is spending $200,000 for someone just to lecture them about how they live?
I got no problem with electric vehicles, too. I think
if somebody wants to, if you would like to choose to drive that, that's great.
If the Hummer wasn't $125,000, right. I'd probably get one.
Yeah, like if they want us to all drive them, make them cheaper.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind. Gas prices are ridiculous, so I would not mind having a vehicle that I can charge overnight.
They're trying to make them cheaper, but they unfortunately they're paying the kids who are doing the mining for the battery material 1 cent an hour. Mm-hmm. Like there's been like some like 60. Fires that have occurred in this story was on the news last week in Massachusetts, like 60 fires that have occurred as a result of these electric charging situations. Like, is anybody thinking about like nobody is we don't have enough. What do they make the battery out of, Curtis? Is
cobalt.
The world doesn't have enough of that mineral.
Mm hmm.
To make enough electric batteries so that everybody can have an electric vehicle. There's not enough of it in the world.
And did nobody watch Leave the World Behind? Did we not learn from that movie?
Right, Courtney.
All the Teslas just banging into each other, blocking them on Long Island.
Yeah, there's also lithium and cobalt. Those are the two.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, what else?
We've got influencers in the news.
It's Influencers in the News on the Greg Hill Show.
A 31-year-old woman from China plunged 250 feet to her death in Indonesia after tripping while taking photos on the edge of an active volcano. This happened at...
I don't mean to laugh.
Yep. In East Java, Indonesia, the tour guide told police that he warned her over and over again about the dangers of getting so close to take these photos. If you
watched the photo right before she fell?
Correct. That was the last one. And if Mitch took down the lower third, her leg is in the air. But she is wearing longer clothing on the bottom, like her pants are a little bit longer. So she seemed to have backtracked a little bit, tripped on the long clothing, and went diving off the edge.
Jeez. Oh, damn. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Don't
think. But she died doing what she loved.
Is
trying to get the likes.
Yeah. Yeah.
What happened to the long thing that they used to have that people could use?
Selfie stick?
Yeah, why not go back to those where you don't have to get so close to the edge? Or now, I think a lot of people are using the drones to get the perfect shots.
You know, I got to tell you, Darwin wins every time.
She fell into an active volcano, into the hot lava.
Yes, wow. Took 2.5 hours for them to be able to get her body.
Could you take a photo like 20 feet away and you can still see the thing? Like, you have to be on the edge of the volcano.
Well, it's not like you can get the actual in the volcano. So it's just like if you look at the selfie, all you're doing is getting the backdrop behind you. So you're right, Greg. Why don't you take about, 40 steps away from the edge and you still get the same backdrop?
Yep. Yeah. Very scary. Police want to talk to Kanye West after he punched a guy at Chateau Marmont after his wife bumped into the victim. So it now seems like the guy that Kanye punched was not actually the guy that Bianca Censori, his wife, bumped into. It was his twin brother. So we've got an issue when it comes to identical twins. If you see on Twitch, there they are.
Oh, wow.
So Bianca's claiming that she was physically and sexually assaulted by one of the Houston twins after she bumped into them. They're claiming that never happened.
Right.
That she bumped into them and then Kanye just punched one of them in the face. So it's under investigation now.
I mean, I feel like Kanye West has some anger management issues
with. You know what she pulled here? She pulled a Courtney. Got mad at the bounce. Hey, Santo, this guy's harassing me. And then that's what ended up happening.
There was a Twitcher who said this, and it's living rent-free in my head. They said it yesterday when we were talking about whoever your mystery local legend is for Rhode Island.
Yeah.
They're like, did Greg track down the bouncer and got him to come?
Wow. No.
Okay, thank God.
It's not. It's a woman.
Okay.
Yeah. Your Rhode Island Miller mystery guest is a woman.
I'm really excited.
Is she in charge of transportation?
No.
Oh.
No, she's not.
Irrational fear that Greg's been talking about all morning long. 64-year-old Donna Ventura fell seriously ill with food poisoning just 1 hour after consuming a sushi roll filled with salmon and, is it morel mushrooms? Morel mushrooms at the local restaurant Dave's Sushi in Montana.
Jeez. Okay, that's your first issue.
Yes.
Is you're getting sushi in Montana. No disrespect, but it's not near the ocean.
It's like gas station sushi.
I mean,
you want to know the creepiest thing about Ken Laird? He used to drive back and forth to Pittsburgh way back when, and he would go to Scranton en route home and get sushi off the highway.
Yeah.
Is that the most disgusting thing?
Did he clear everybody out of the place before he went in there?
He did.
Yes, he did.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
Sorry.
Can you just throw my sushi at me so I don't have to actually touch another human being?
Now, morel mushrooms can be edible, but they need to be cooked properly.
All right.
The craziest part about this is she, Donna, was one of two people who died from eating at that restaurant. In the same week. So the sushi restaurant closed down right after, but then they've reopened since. So
I got to tell you, though, I love sushi.
I do, too.
Gross.
Yeah. I mean, I do, too. But there is some risk involved.
A lot of risk involved.
It's raw.
Anything you need wasabi for, no thank you.
I don't even need wasabi.
It's not that I don't like wasabi. It's that you're trying to mask the sushi. I don't want anything that is raw.
Oh, I don't even put wasabi on my sushi.
Oh, damn.
Oh. Did the place reopen with a new name?
No, same name.
Still
Dave's
Sushi. I think they need a brand change over there.
But who would ever go eat there? Two people die because they're not making the mushrooms correctly?
They're probably running a special on that sushi now.
And it's really sad if you read the full article. Donna's husband talks about, like, she suffered for 2 weeks.
She didn't have the ability to speak,
so she was writing on a whiteboard.
Oh, so bad. You would not wish food poisoning on your biggest enemy. It is. And also, did Mego bring the Noro into the office yesterday?
Yeah, she left early, and she had, it was here for a couple segments, and she immediately suffered Noro.
Oh, God. Now the Noro's all over the place in here.
Yeah.
It's a biohazard.
I made a mental note, and then I forgot until just now when I told you guys during the break, and Courtney was in a bit of a panic.
Yeah, I started immediately feeling sick.
All right. Time to mask up. Get those plastic little barrier dividers in there.
It's pretty bad. Brees had it over the weekend. He said it was really bad.
Is that the thing you had, Curtis, with the bubble dust?
It is the simultaneous puking and pooping. It was something I've never experienced.
How do you do that?
You got to get a bucket.
All right, anything else?
We have Dumbest of the Day.
Oh, okay.
Stop being dumb.
And now, this woman is stone cold dumb.
I'm a dumbass.
The dumbest of the day.
Try again, dumbass.
Curtis, we listened to everything that happened yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
What are we going to do when this social media app is banned? Because it's literally our dumbest of the day inventory for the year.
Guess what?
TikTok has a new trend.
Okay.
Wash your shredded cheese. There's a trend on social media of people washing their shredded cheese before eating it.
What? You mean the stuff you buy in the bag at the grocery store?
Correct.
Like the mozzarella or the taco cheese mix?
I'm a big sharp cheddar guy.
Okay. And they're washing it.
They're washing it to, I have no idea.
How are they doing that?
There's some anti-caking agents. But you don't have to wash it. You could just shred it yourself. So I don't know why they're doing this. It is bizarre. It is a new thing. We have a woman on TikTok washing her cheese for all of us.
We're going to wash the shredded cheese. It's supposed to make it taste better.
Washing something off of there.
Huh? It's cloudy coming off of there.
Yeah.
Look at the difference.
You can see the difference. Look at that. You know, you can actually feel all that stuff on this cheese.
Now you're thinking about it, you feel it.
It feels so much cleaner.
Like cleaner?
It's more smoother than this cheese right here.
I never heard that. I've heard wash your chicken.
Yeah, you have
to because of the salmonella.
I heard that.
You don't have to wash your cheese. You can just go ahead and eat it right out of the bag if you want. I usually do one for whatever recipe I'm making. I go one for the recipe, one for the chef.
Boom.
And boom. I mean, Curtis is correct. You could also shred it yourself if you wanted to.
Right. I mean,
That's how they were washing it. Okay. A strainer.
It does look kind of better.
How much you want to bet they wash their cheese, but they don't wash their hands before they eat?
What are they making with it, though? That looks disgusting.
You don't have to wash your cheese. It's fine. Let's just buy it and eat it.
All right. Okay.
I've never washed a cheese in my life, and I'm doing just fine.
Okay.
All right. Is that it?
That's it for the news.
Okay. We'll talk Bruins with Sophia coming up.
New but, Whaler, stay tuned. We'll be talking about sports now.
What's the matter?
He comes into the Twitch every single day to say they've got to stay away from sports. I reminded him that this time, every day, 5 days a week, we do the news. So Sophia's coming up. We'll talk sports.
I don't know what, like, and how long has New Whaler been listening? I done the show for the last 5 years the same way. How are the ratings, Curtis? I haven't checked lately.
Oh, we just got a weekly. Bingo. Number two. I mean, number two. Not where we want to be, but yeah, we'd like just to under be a 10.
We'd like to be number one, but we're number two. I mean, you know, somebody has to be number two.
Gotta keep striving.
So, I could be worse. Could be number five.
Yeah.
Could be number 10.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, candidly, I mean, we're all going to get a nice little check on Friday, so that'll be nice.
Oh, wow. our quarterly.
Oh, a bonus.
Was it two?
Oh,
yep.
Wow,
listen, oh, okay.
I don't turn down money.
So, you know, I'll buy everybody nachos up in Keene.
Yeah, we'll be in Keene Thursday night, just two sleeps away.
There you go.
At the poorhouse for draft night.
Lemon pepper wangs.
Can't wait to celebrate J.J. McCarthy as the new New England Patriots quarterback.
Yep. God.
Please keep me far away from the bar if they draft J.J. McCarthy. God in heaven.
2 days.
I can't wait.
I know.
Can't wait to see what they do.
All right,
I'm with Curtis. It's quarterback all day long.
It is quarterback all day long?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to trade down. I don't think they're going to trade down in one bit.
All right, here is Courtney with what is trending this hour.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. The Bruins fall in Game 2 to the Maple Leafs. We do have ourselves a goalie rotation with Linus Ullmark getting the nod. He had 30 saves in the 3-2 loss. Jim Montgomery, no regrets there.
No second guesses. He was terrific. He made multiple big-time saves, and it's the strength of our team. Both of them played really well, right? I mean, we only scored two goals.
Morgan Geekie and David Pastrnak each had a goal in this one, but the Leafs took over halfway through the second till the end of the game. Big hit to the Bees' defense. Andrew Peak left with 6:40 left in the second. There's no immediate update on that injury.
Montgomery,
fantastic comment from Sauce Boss in the Twitch chat. Could be worse. Could be number 144 when
that
it comes
is true.
To ratings.
Oh.
Think Montgomery gets a tattoo?
Huh?
Think Montgomery gets a tattoo? No regrets?
I don't think he does.
The Bees will now head to Toronto for games 3 and 4. Game 3 will be tomorrow. That's also when the Celtics will try to go up 2 on the Heat at the TD Garden. But tonight, the Red Sox back in action. They're in Cleveland taking on the Guardians. 6:10 first pitch with Tanner Houck getting the start, opposing Cleveland's Ben Lively. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 5:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, Zach Wilson, a Jet no more. New York has traded him to the Broncos for late-round picks. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18.
With regard to Zach Wilson, quick question for the take a quarterback guys, Scheim and Wiggy. How many quarterbacks taken in that first round in 2021 have not been traded?
Just one. That'd be Trevor Lawrence.
Yep. Okay. All right. Just keep a track.
All right.
Okay. Remember what Bill said. It's
odds are not in your favor. Odds are not in your favor.
Bill said it was 50-50, whether it's quarterback or wide receiver. So
yeah.
Odds are not in your favor at any point in time in the draft when you take a quarterback. So, like, you have to take one eventually.
Right.
Unless you read Scheim's mock, then the odds are in your favor.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Curtis?
Oh, man. 45 degrees, sunny, beautiful today. Afternoon high of 62. And Greg, this weekend, get to Granite Link Sunday afternoon, high in the 70s.
We had our first old man versus youngsters round of golf last weekend. Me and Will versus Brees and his buddy Max. I played the worst round of golf of my life, Sean. I must have shot like a 99.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
You pulled the tiger.
So if you say 99, it was like a 107.
It doesn't. It does not bode well for this season. Yeah. I may just give the game up. I mean, I'll be there for the Numb Nuts Invitational on July 23rd.
I got my first week of golf league tonight, Greg.
Really?
Yeah, I joined a league. It's great.
like a real outside golf league or some type of
outside on a golf course.
I didn't know if he meant like a online fantasy golf.
No. Like an outside one where you actually play golf. No,
right. It's IRL.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, there are a lot of people that join.
I think that's
like,
a fair question, especially coming to me. Like, I think that's a reasonable question.
Is it like the actual, you know, like a bowling league where you got his jacket and you're so bowling?
It's like a bowling league, but it's golf.
I didn't know they
had full 18 or you just get 9 in. It's probably at like 5 o'clock or whatever, right?
Yeah, we'll tee off right around 4 today. So you get guaranteed 9 in.
I never knew that. I didn't know they had like men's golf leagues like they have men's hockey leagues.
Of course they do.
All right.
It's outside.
All right.
Yeah, it's one of those golf leagues that's outside at the golf course.
I didn't know if it was fantasy.
It's a real one. All right.
I'm excited.
We done with everything? We get the weather in?
Yep. All good.
We did. All right.
Yep.
Sophia Yerkstevich from Nesson on the Bruins next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Juice flake or two.
It is a two for Tuesday. That means two Red Sox tickets for you every single hour all day today. And I will give the first pair of Red Sox tickets away momentarily and then another pair at 9:30. And Gresh and Foyer will do the same every hour during their show starting at 10 before they head to Detroit for live coverage of the draft. In fact, I should probably, should I give those away right now, Shime, right before we get to Sophia, or should I wait till we are in mid-conversation with Sophia Yerkstevich?
I think you could give them away right now. It's pretty close to 8:30.
Close to 8:30? Okay. So if you're caller number 9 right now on the, what?
We have a sounder first, if you would like that, the intro for it.
No, I mean, am I required? Am I contractually required?
I don't know. Ken sent it to me, so normally I just assume that anything Ken sends, I have to play.
I mean, is he micromanaging the program? Like, did he tell you had to?
Oh, no. I mean, this is...
Okay, play the sounder then. Okay. That's fine with me, if you want to play
it. What is it?
It's a twofer Tuesday. Twofer Tuesday.
Let's roll.
I mean, I just said the exact same thing that's in the sounder.
Next time, let's pass.
But that had a little beat to it.
All right, if you're caller number nine right now on the contest line, then you win tickets to see the Red Sox and the Cubs on Friday at Fenway. Call now, and don't forget, you go to a game with me and Wiggy if you're a diehard.
That's right.
That's on May 14th. Mm-hmm. We want to take you to a Sox game. So all you have to do is upload a photo that proves you are indeed a Sox diehard on the contest page at WEEI.com. And we will select a bunch of you and we'll go to the game and we'll sit in the Sam Adams seats out in the Sam Adams deck in right field. And you'll get a table and you get glizzies and you get beer.
And so. Ken has a sounder before Sophia. Do we have that in?
There, no sounder required for our next guest, who you see every night when watching the Boston Bruins, from Nesson, Sophia Yerkstevich. Hi, Sophia.
Guys, good to be back. I mean, we went a year apart, and now we're like twice in a week. This is good.
I know. And thank you for coming to Basic Brunch on Sunday. Listeners loved meeting you, by the way.
Hey, that was really great. And I wish I remembered. I think one of the listeners was Matt, but I had a really nice... Matt, it was Matt?
Yep, nailed
Man, he drove like an hour by himself just to meet everyone. And I thought that was really cool. Had a couple kids. We talked about that. Big, big Bruins fan. So shout out Matt for doing that.
All right. Well, we've been talking about last night all morning. So having a little while to sleep on it. Where, from your perspective, was the issue last night with the Boston Bruins?
You know, I think it was actually, I mean, sure, there's always stuff to clean up. Even after game one, they said, you know, they talked about that. But I really do think Jim Montgomery's quote at the end, and I was trying to, like, spit it out on our own show, and I couldn't really get it out. But the Leafs executed better. Effort was the word I used, but that's not the right word. Executed better. And I definitely think the urgency for Toronto was there. Like, it was so obvious. And those little things, that little battle, a little keep-in, a little, you know, or not, it's not a little stretch pass, but obviously that move that Matthews made over McAvoy, if that puck, you know, we were talking about, if that puck was on the ice, McAvoy would have had a little bit, you know, more of a chance to get it. But these little smart plays and the reads that the Leafs made, I think, just out-efforted and executed the Boston Bruins. So, yeah, they have stuff to clean up, but you can tell the Leafs are like, we are not going home with down 2-0 just because of the series, and that would just put the Bruins, you know, give them so much more leverage. So I think it was really that desperation.
I think using the word effort is spot on. Like, I didn't feel like they came out, at least in that first period, with the same effort that they had on Saturday night. So
that's true. And the energy was lower. The energy was definitely lower. Like, still playoff vibes, but Saturday was just night and day for sure.
Yeah.
What plays into that, Sophia? Like, that when you're around these guys all the time, like, what plays into them maybe not having the same energy?
You know, that's such a great question, because I've been around so many other teams and through different phases. And for sure, if you're a younger team that, you know, does not have that much playoff experience, maybe you got to guard against getting too ahead of yourself. But, like, there's no way that happens with this team. You have, even now, for a short stint, Pat Maroon, Brad Marchand, Charlie Coyle, Pastrnak, they've all been through the ups and downs of series. So you don't have to worry about ever them being like, oh, we got this 5-1, game one. No one's thinking that. Everyone knows how talented the Toronto Maple Leafs are, despite the storylines from, you know, their media. It's a good question, because I was in the room that morning for morning skate. And, yeah, the energy, the practice, the focus, everything is on point. But I really think, and this might sound like a cop-out answer, but I just feel like most people can relate. Like, if you're not as desperate, literally, because you're up 1-0 and you're at home, like, you just sometimes can't manufacture it as well as the other team can. And again, I keep kind of flipping it over to the Leafs, but it's that they just wouldn't and couldn't, you know, they were so desperate, as if it was maybe even a game seven. And I know that also sounds like an exaggeration, but I just mean mentally, like, you know, especially when they came out in the third, they're like, we are not leaving this building with a loss. And if you don't have that same urgency, you just can't manufacture that. Not saying that the Bruins sat back, not saying any of that. It's more of like, just that little edge will help you.
Sophia, there were varying reports last night on whether or not the team and the goalies knew that there would be a rotation going into this series. Have you heard anything? And do you think that Montgomery knew going in what he was going to do, and everybody was on the same page?
I think the team did know what they were going to do, but I think it was subject to change, obviously. So game one would dictate a lot of maybe what the thought process was. I do think everyone was on the same page, and Linus Allmark said in the scrum yesterday that he knew on Sunday that he'd be playing. So what I think is going to happen, and what I think happened last season, you guys remember, the rotation was working all year. They didn't go with it in the playoffs. You know, last year's a different monster, but several factors played into that. And maybe one of them was the fact that they didn't go with the rotation. Then all of a sudden, Jeremy Swayman had to step in, and, you know, maybe he's in his head about it because there's so much pressure. So I think they really want to avoid that. And they're obviously planning a deep run. And that's something that I keep forgetting, because I was thinking like, oh, maybe ride the hot goalie for a bit and then bring in, you know, the other guy, whoever it is. But if you're planning on going all the way to the final, you want to work what's been working for the season, and you want to keep both guys fresh. So I really do think that was the plan, and they stuck to it. And now the question keeps going, who's going to be for game three? I think it's going to be Swayman, and they're going to keep going through rotation.
Does the loss of Peak influence maybe what they're going to do moving forward? Because it seems like they're going to do a rotation for this entire series, but losing a guy on defense like that, is that going to impact Montgomery's decision?
Yeah, I mean, Peak, first of all, is a huge loss for sure. And I know he's also, you know, trade deadline pickup, newer to the team, but just some grit in front of the net, which we've seen a lot, the PK minutes, like this is a really big loss. But no, I don't think that's going to affect goalies at all. I think the team, and Razor was saying this with Brick yesterday on the show too, one of the things you notice, and most teams don't have the luxury of having two number ones, is that teams, even though they say they don't, they try not to, they do sometimes play differently in front of each guy. But these guys have played, you know, two full seasons in front of both. They play the same way. So Peak being in or out, I don't think that affects the goalies at all.
Sophia, when you look at, and I know there's kind of been a little bit of, and I believe you guys talked about it on the broadcast last night, the two power play units and the fact that you kind of broke up Pasta and Marchand not being on the same unit. What's your take on that? Do you like that? Do you like the way they're handling their power play, their units now?
Oh, yeah. I love it. And it, you know, maybe it takes a bit of, you know, obviously it took a while because they made that decision with two games left in the regular season. They didn't draw power play at all versus Washington. So you're going into the last game versus Ottawa being like, is this going to work? Is this not? It needs to work. And it's been very successful compared to what we were seeing. And it's not just the goals that have been scored. What the issue was and what we were really talking about in the room with Jim Montgomery, it was very stale, the one with that they were using most of the season with Marchand and Pasta. And they were trying to even move the guys around, have them in different positions, Pasta flip to the other side. You know, Marchand would come up top. But they weren't moving the puck fast enough, and they were overthinking their decisions. And it really is, to have a successful power play, it's those quick passes and those quick decisions and puck management, obviously, because then you kind of have to like rattle the other team's PK where they don't know where the puck is going to go and they can't predict it. And that's kind of what was happening with Marchand and Pasta on the same unit, sometimes McAvoy, sometimes Shattenkirk up top. This has been an excellent change. It's fresh. And so obviously we've seen some success with it, and both units now, you know, have opportunities. So you're putting out, you know, they call it the 1A, 1B. Whereas before, the first power play unit might be out there for like 113 and the other would be out for 45. But the time the first one was done, they were kind of gassed and tired, and the second one didn't have a lot of chance to set up. In this case, they're trying to kind of make it a minute on each if they're not getting anything with the first one. And those extra 20 seconds really make a difference with freshness and with looks and, like I said, with passes and speed. So you really have two, you know, first units out there. And I think they should keep sticking with it because it's been way more successful than the way it was working before.
You mentioned briefly some of the veterans on this team. Curtis brought it up earlier. I think that was you, Curtis. You know, is this a young team and do they miss some veteran leadership when it comes to Bergeron, Krejci, et cetera? And is that an issue, you think?
Yeah.
I think you're always going to miss Bergeron. I think you'll always miss someone like Bergeron just because of who he is on the ice and his experience, obviously, and Krejci as well. But, you know, that ship has sailed, so it's, you know, it's not looking back. I'm just saying that, yeah, obviously that's a loss in the room. But, I think Marchand, by the way, I've talked to him so many times, you know, outside of the mic and off the mic, and he's done a really great job. He said it was a way bigger learning curve than he thought, becoming the captain, but he's done a really good job handling it and in the room as well. And, you know, that's why you have your alternates too, right? You kind of spread out that responsibility. It's obviously going to be a new challenge now in the postseason. We know he's a really emotional guy. I think one of the keys is making a room, you know, feed and vibe off of your emotion. But if your emotion's not in check, and he's definitely learned that though, but he runs the risk of that. If it's not in check, then maybe, and you're panicked, then, you know, that could spread. But Pat Maroon, whatever people say, I don't know if fans love him or not. I mean, I love him. I think he's a great pickup. And that experience, it's so funny because you see teams that are younger around the league, that are great, that have this talent. We've seen that with, you know, Edmonton that can't get past a certain point. Back then, the Tampa Bay Lightning, who since won. But you really need that playoff experience. Like, you need it mentally, you need it physically, and obviously Pat Maroon has so much of it. Marchand has so much of it. He's just second behind him in games played, I think 148, and Pat now has 152, which is huge. And yeah, and Pasta's been through it. Pasta's not this, like, he's still flashy, he's still young, and he's still excellent, but he's not this inexperienced, young, flashy kid. And even someone younger like Charlie McAvoy has been through it. So, yes, there's some youth. Jake DeBrusk, I keep going. There's some youth on this team because we're looking at some of these younger, talented guys. But they're not, you know, Matt Potter, who's out, but they're not fresh like him. 18-year-old, 19-year-old kid. They've been through these experiences. And that, I don't think there's anything more valuable than that. You can be the most skilled guy, but if you haven't kind of been through the ups and downs, you're going to have to learn the hard way.
Is it possible that Marchand is dealing with something injury-wise? Like, it just has not for the last month and a half seemed like the same player.
That's funny you say that. If so, it's extremely tight-lipped around the team, and there's not been a lot of talk, you know, about that in the room, at least as when I've been there. No, I would say, I'm just going to go out and say no, but I mean, good observation. I'll pay more attention to that for sure. You know, the production has slowed down. There was a while where we were like, he's going to get 400 today. And it felt like forever. Finally, yeah. You know, finally happened. It felt like we were jinxing him, obviously overthinking that maybe a little bit. But a lot of his points, too, did come on the power play. And not, you know, that's not to say that that's why. But when it was struggling and Pasta had the same problem with points on the power play, that might, like, affect the numbers. But I think, Greg, are you kind of giving it the eye test? Do you feel like you're seeing it more?
Well, I have an issue with my glasses. I don't know if you noticed on Sunday, but okay. I have scotch tape on my glasses. So
he looks like he's moving around.
Yeah.
Well, decent. I mean, the only one who looks like they're skating in water.
Pat Maroon.
Yeah. He went down hard last night.
I was moving faster at the brunch than he was.
He went hard. He went down hard last night. I felt bad. He landed right on his back.
Poor ice.
Sophia, just back to the peak injury quickly. Have you gotten any update internally on if he'll be available for game three? And if not, do you think the best option is for them to call up Lowry or what would you do?
Oh, good question. No, I have not gotten any update. They'll be taking the ice a little later or taken to the plane a little later this afternoon. I'm staying in Boston, by the way, to host. So it'll be Adam Pellerin who's going to get all that information. But no, no internal update. And yeah, like I said, big loss for sure. You have Lowry as an option. Forbert's traveling to Toronto. He played in those two AHL games. They said the first one was rusty. The second one was better. He's been out for a while, had two surgeries. So, you know, but also familiar with the team and a veteran of sorts. So has playoff experience maybe a little, if he's healthy enough, maybe that's a little less risque. And also has similar, I wouldn't say style because, yeah, Forbert, Peak, Lowry, all kind of different. But I think that Peak and Forbert are closer in what you'd see as style and replacing that. But Laura is absolutely an option, and we forgot we've got Parker Watherspoon as well, who's been really good all season, obviously been sitting recently, but it's not like he's a brand new option that they haven't seen. That decision, Courtney, I will leave up to the coaching staff, but those are your three options, and for sure I do anticipate them calling up Laura if Peak is injured and like is going to sit for game three, then I see that happening.
Speaking of staying in Boston and hosting from Boston, a texter who apparently is watching you very intently wants to know if you will, I haven't noticed this, but do you wear black on purpose all the time, and will you continue or will you switch will you switch that up? Is that an intention?
Okay, listen to this. This is so funny to the caller. No, I do not wear black on purpose. I do wear a lot of black, but after basic brunch on Sunday, I was thinking that. I was like, here's what the viewers don't see. They see my tops, and that's it. So, like, pants, shoes, you know, whatever. That's That's all I get to show. And there's only so much variety, right? If you're doing a whole outfit, you can do black pants, white shirt, you know, whatever, blue, green. But it's either, like, pants you never see. So that's off the market. And all I have is tops. So after basic brunch, I actually went shopping for that very reason. Because I was like, damn, I wear black all the time. And I pulled out my options. I got three new colors. So if I can get some clapping, that'd be really
all
nice.
Right. Okay. Three new colors. All right. All right. Good.
A little bit of yellow.
Yeah. Black
bright colors.
Black and gold.
Purple. All right.
Purple, reddish, kind of pink, and white, which isn't a color, but it's not black. So to the viewer, I'm sorry. I mean, I guess I shouldn't be saying sorry, but I hear you. I got it.
No, you're always dressed perfectly. Don't listen to anyone.
100%. No, I think they were thinking it was intentional.
Oh, okay.
And wondering if it was like a game day ritual thing.
Oh.
And
Razor had some drip on last night. His jacket was
so
nice. Yeah, his jacket was straight
I didn't
fire.
Want to sexualize him, but I did notice that.
Holy hell.
It was like a...
Well, people were saying that I was doing that when we were talking about Angel Reese. They were like, you sexualize Razor all the time.
Don't listen
said,
to
nope.
people.
It's like a burgundy velour.
You do talk a lot on the show about how attractive
he's
Razor
a handsome
is.
Man.
He just has skinny legs.
Yeah. Nope, never said that.
Yeah.
Chicken sticks.
Sophia's like, what is going on?
No, I love it.
All right. Well, the Bruins head to Toronto, and we'll see what happens.
Must win.
It's not a must win.
I think it is.
You do?
Because you don't want to. Sophia talked about, you know, energy and playing. Desperately, you don't want to go down 2-1 with and game four still being there, knowing that if we
just need one in Toronto and then they're fine.
Yeah, but you always want to get the first one. You can go up 2-1 in the series, and like Sophia said, you might have a little bit of room of breathing.
Okay,
I would say if I can add in, I would say definitely agree with that thought. But if we're talking about who can collapse a lot easier, it's definitely mentally, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I feel like if they win game three and then the Bruins, you know, tie it up or whatever in game four, I think that's going to be way harder for them to get over than if it was flip side. Like they fall apart. And I hate perpetuating that storyline because it is a bit old. You know, we're talking about 2013, like that's a different team right now, but it's still true for that room. So I agree. I mean, you don't want to go in being like, oh, if we don't win this one, whatever. Like, you want to treat it like a must win, but it's Toronto that would lose it in their heads if it kind of went the other way around and then, you know, came back to Boston. So let's treat it as a must win and leave it at that so that the urgency, the effort, the execution, all those words are there.
You are so great to come on the show. Thank you as always. Mm-hmm. And we will talk to you again during the playoffs.
All right, guys. Bye.
All right. There she is. The great Sophia Yerkstovich knows more hockey than anybody that there is.
Yeah, they do a good job in the intermission.
She is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. We will be right back.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Soldiers in the winter.
Sunshine heading to Toronto, and there should be no repeat, no retreat, no surrender when it comes to the Boston Bruins.
There you go.
I mean, that was Wiggy's lead, essentially, this morning, was that they may have let these guys back into the series with that loss last night.
Well, because if you looked at that game, the sloppy play from Toronto and how they turn the puck all over and give you great opportunities, and you allow them to sneak out with that win, going back there, they're going to have a ton of confidence going into this game. They'll be playing in front of the home crowd. It's going to be juiced up there. And so did you maybe potentially miss out on an opportunity? And I think that it's, you know, I kind of disagree with Sophia. I think you don't want to go down 2-1 in this series, and now your back's against the wall headed into game four with now the obviously going with the new goalie and the importance of how important it is to be able to split the series.
I mean, you're a better hockey team. I mean, I think the regular season, you were a much better hockey team than the Toronto Maple Leafs. So, the Garden, in fact, there was a, I can't remember who did it, but there was a great piece prior to Saturday talking to a bunch of former Toronto Maple Leafs players about how tough it was to play in the Garden. You gave one back here when you have that advantage when it comes to the Bruins fans.
Right.
And so you got to get that back up there. I don't know that you throw the must-win term out a lot in every sport. So I don't know that I would feel like it tomorrow night is a must-win. But you got to win. Curtis is right. You got to win one out of the two up there. Or you're in trouble.
Toronto has home ice now.
Yeah, well, that's
if they went out at home, they win the series.
Well, that's the biggest thing, right, they talk about in hockey is how the home ice advantages, the last change and all that other stuff. So just the fact that it was a game, especially when Pasta scored that goal, like, what, I don't know, 40 seconds ago in the, was that, the second period?
Pasta's goal at the end of the first period.
End of the first period.
It was like 7 seconds.
Yeah, when he scored that goal, I'm like, all right, their sloppy play is going to lead to you really having a lot of opportunities. And they gave you even more opportunities, but you weren't able to capitalize. And then they win a game like they did in that fashion with the stretch pass that Austin Matthews catches. Does that give them the confidence? Because that's what, you know.
I think that's a little bit of an overreaction just because, I mean, if you were watching the ESPN version of the broadcast last night, all they did was hit you over the head with how the Bruins have not trailed to this team at all, like all year until that third period. So they've trailed to this Leafs team in 7 games for a total of under 10 minutes of total game time. Okay. Like, this Bruins team owns this Leafs team. Right. Yeah, last night was disappointing, but like Sophia said, like I said this morning, the Leafs just came out desperate. They needed to win that game. They felt it. It felt like a game 7 to them where it didn't to the Bruins. Things will change in game 3.
Absolute affront to Sophia, by the way, watching the ESPN version.
That's really rude, actually.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, it's very difficult to get
Nessun. You don't pay for Nessun?
Sorry. Where they charge you $35 a month, and now I can just watch it on my regular TV.
What have you unbundled yourself?
He's a cord cutter.
Yeah, I don't have
cord
cable.
Cutter.
Well, I have YouTube TV, and they took Nessun off of YouTube TV. So yell at Nessun. This is not my fault.
I'm with Chime, and both of us were supporting our friend of the program, Sean McDonough. But I go and watch Sophia on YouTube after.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. I guess I do. That's how I saw Razor's blazer.
That's cap. All right.
No, that's how I saw it.
You're just saying that because she's your friend.
How else would I have seen Razor's jacket?
Because you have a special Razor cam.
Listen, we love Sean, but we have Sophia who's on our show, Razor who fills in.
Right, Razor's on the staff here at WWE.
Yeah, so it's kind of like.
Well, I'm not paying for Nessun either.
So. I'm sorry. I can't listen to the play by play on Nessun.
Sorry, Nessun took enough of my money.
Hey!
We know who
I am. Do you ever get down to the end of the month and you say, I can either pay for Nessun or Botox?
Oh, my God.
No.
I feel like the lip thing isn't taking.
What do you mean? My lips look really big, actually.
I know. Like, are they supposed to go down at some point?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's they're the purpose healed
of,
now.
Yeah, that's the purpose of
I just feel like you're stuck in immediate lip aftermath mode.
Yeah.
Like, they haven't gone back to, like,
normal? Correct. That was the whole point.
Yes.
You don't get injected for it to just go back to how they were before.
That's what she said.
She wants lips.
Yeah.
That's the purpose of
I will say they did a little Botox on the side of my mouth, and I will not do that again.
Yeah.
I'm having a hard time. No, it didn't hurt at all. I just can't drink out of a straw.
Oh. That's the purpose.
Like, the drive to Vermont, how early, did they get there an hour before you? Or?
Yeah, no, like 15
okay.
minutes.
Okay.
Better tell the Holiday Inn we'll have an early lips check-in.
I like them. And you know what? Can everyone
sexualizing.
No,
can everybody
not
give it a rest? Because I got called the C word on the text line already.
What?
Oh, damn.
And I said, keep going.
Why?
On the text line?
About what?
I don't know. This 920 texter constantly, his whole profile is a hate account for me. But he said, you know, get a clue, you C. And I said,
I will continue
serving C. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
They should have his name.
Right.
They should have his name.
But that's okay. You know. A C word doesn't bother me.
I don't like it.
Did you say 902?
920.
Okay. I was going to say, I was like, that's a Nova Scotia.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you got
probably a Leafs fan.
It is what
Shime
it is.
Shime knows every zip, area code now. It's like Slim Shime knows everything.
I am going to, that person might be banned if they're going to do that. I don't like that.
Whether it's the Twitch or the, you know.
They're like, everyone hates you. You're a dumbass.
There's a lot of love in the, you get a lot of love in the Twitch.
I know. This person was basically trying to pin Sophia and I up against each other. Like, Sophia's not a dumbass. Courtney is. Sophia and I, try all you might. She is brilliant. I will only sing Sophia's praises for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
It's like sushi. It's not for everybody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, that's what we are. We're all different flavors here. Hey, guess what?
That
if you don't
correct.
Like chocolate,
correct.
You don't like chocolate. If you like vanilla, you like vanilla.
If you don't like soup, you don't like soup.
Who are you calling vanilla?
No, I'm just saying with different flavors on him. With different flavors and not everybody likes, you know. Mm-hmm.
What is Curtis? Like a mocha or what is he?
Yeah, if you could give
us like a strawberry.
A strawberry. What am I?
I would say you're like a vanilla bean.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah.
I think Curtis should be Boston cream for
Boston
his yodels.
I was hoping for like a mint chocolate chip.
If you like,
I thought you were going to give me like a mint chocolate chip or like a cookie dough.
What's wrong with vanilla bean? I like vanilla bean.
I love vanilla bean.
Yeah.
It's basic.
Vanilla's not really even a flavor. It's kind of a base.
Yeah.
No, vanilla's, I love vanilla.
You do?
Okay.
You don't?
So if A plus B equals C,
you
like
me. Wait, you would literally go and order a vanilla ice cream?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't? Why?
I like vanilla ice cream.
You wouldn't?
No.
Most of your...
That's Greg. Actually a good... I'm with Greg. I'd never go to an ice cream store and order vanilla.
Do I look like an 85-year-old president? No.
I just found out my uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I want some flavor in my life.
Yeah. So what
I
you
spice
don't,
it up.
What you don't realize...
I want like the salted caramel Oreo cookie
but
from
if you go
J.P. Licks.
If you go to a classic...
You want rum raisin.
No.
Classic soft serve place, Greg. It's chocolate twist or vanilla.
I don't like soft serve.
Oh, I love soft serve.
That's your first mistake.
See, your problem is your lack of knowledge when it comes to the ice cream.
Oh, is that my problem?
That is your problem. You just said you love the salted caramel.
Yeah.
Understand this. It's like a home. Vanilla's the foundation.
Yeah.
So what you
That's what I said. It's like a it's not a flavor.
No,
it's
it is a
base.
Flavor.
It's
the
base.
Flavor that you taste, and then they add your little salted caramel in there.
We're behind.
Ace of Base rejoin.
We are.
I mean, I like vanilla.
We have got to take a break. We'll be right back.
I saw the sign.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.